Coming to you from the mountains and the plain, the only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Otto.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance. And now your hosts, Joe Otto and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire. Joe Otto is out today, so it's going to be me solo. And I know that today we're going to be competing against ourselves, since we also are streaming the Amy Coney Barrett hearings live. So I completely understand that. But it is what it is. We have to go live. The show must go on. So please do make sure that you hit that like button, hit that share button on Facebook, on YouTube. Make sure that you give us a thumbs up. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, the bell for notifications. And on both, make sure you comment. Really important. I can't say this enough. Make sure you comment. It helps the algorithms on YouTube and Facebook recognize that this is good content for more people to see organically. So please do that. Rhonda in the comment section saying this is much more interesting than Klobuchar questioning Barrett. Yes, I completely agree. While I do have a quivering bang right here, it's not quite as quivering as Amy Klobuchar's. So I agree that this is probably a better way to spend the next hour of your life. So welcome to the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking. I don't want to talk about the hearings because lots of people are talking about the hearings. I want to talk this week about all the things that the media should be covering if they weren't spending so much time on the hearings. So yesterday we talked about the Denver shooting where a leftist posing as a security guard killed a Trump supporter in cold blood. We talked about that with Tig on the show yesterday. It's actually amazing. If you go back and look, what we talk about on this show tends to be at least one of Tucker Carlson's segments that night. So yesterday we had Tig on, Tucker had Tig on. Go back and look at the last couple weeks. What we end up talking about on the show is a pretty good precursor of what, a predictor of what Tucker is going to have on his show at night. I'm not saying that we can read Tucker's mind, but just saying that great minds do think alike. So today I want to talk about Joe Biden obviously suffering from dementia. Now, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. I'm not in a position to diagnose Joe Biden, which is why we say, is it Alzheimer's? Is it dementia? Is it some kind of other form of mental decline? I don't know what it is. I'm going to call it dementia because he looks exactly like people I know who've suffered from dementia in a similar age bracket. We've all known someone, friends, family members, loved ones, who've gone through these horrible diseases where they lose their mind and they're no longer them anymore. It's time to stop hiding from this. It's time to stop saying we can't talk about it. We have to talk about Joe Biden's mental decline because yesterday it was on full display. Yesterday it was on complete display. And if the mainstream media was not giving so much coverage to the Amy Coney Barrett hearings, this would be the top story today. The fact that Joe Biden forgot what state he was in again. The fact that Joe Biden went up on stage and said he was running for the Senate. The fact that Joe Biden, when asked, what do you think about the 56% of Americans who say they're better off today than they were 4 years ago under the Obama-Biden administration, Joe Biden says, well, they shouldn't vote for me. He forgot Mitt Romney's name. He called him that Mormon, the governor, that Mormon. If Trump did any of this, it would be game over. And Trump actually mentioned this. Trump actually mentioned this yesterday at his rally. We have a clip of that. Let's go ahead and play cut one.
Sleepy Joe Biden. Not a nice guy, by the way, I have to be honest. Not a nice guy. You know, people say, oh, he's such a nice guy. He had a very bad day today. He had a very bad day. You saw what happened. If I ever had a day like he had today, they'd say it's over. It's over. No, Biden had a bad day. He forgot Mitt Romney's name. He didn't know what state he was in. And he said, today he's a proud Democrat running for the U.S. Senate. No, you can't do it. It's the second time. Can you imagine if I did that? It's great to be with you. It's great to be a wonderful developer from New York. They'd say, he's out of here. Get him out.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing that Trump's absolutely right. If he did this, if he did even a fraction of what Joe Biden did yesterday, he'd be called out. They'd be demanding that he leave the race. They'd be saying he's not fit to serve as president. But for whatever reason, Joe Biden is getting a pass. Now, I think that's because the mainstream media wants to give him a pass. Listen, the mainstream media only covers the stories they want to cover. So part of fake news is the idea that there are producers in these newsrooms who are so far left that they're actively spiking stories that would hurt Joe Biden. Notice how you're not seeing any stories about him sniffing or touching children. Notice how you're not seeing these stories about his mental lapses, his dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever you want to call it. You're not seeing this on the evening news because they don't want to cover it. They much rather cover Trump, something about Trump. So we're going to talk about what Joe Biden did yesterday, and Donald Trump set it up great. Everything Trump just said is true. Joe Biden had a horrible day yesterday. But before we get into his gaffes, I want to show you what it's like when Joe Biden enters one of his rallies. I don't even want to call it a rally because it's anything but we have a clip of Joe Biden entering his pretty much empty auditorium with a couple people there. Let's go ahead and play cut two. All 10 people. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Biden had a rally, I think it was, in Arizona a couple days ago? And there was a local news reporter outside said, you wouldn't even know Joe Biden was here. No one showed up. There's no one here. But Joe Biden had a big rally that no one showed up to. I want to just for comparison's sake, we saw that Joe Biden going into a pretty much empty auditorium. They had the chair spaced 12 feet apart, more than six. 12 feet apart. Some of them were even empty. You hear like 12, 15 people clapping. I want to show you what it looked like yesterday in Florida as the crowd was waiting to get into Trump's rally. Now, this is the crowd that was lining up. Let's go ahead and play cut three. So this is the crowd just waiting to get into Trump's rally. Look at this. Look at this. It keeps going. It keeps going. Now, obviously, this is the socially distanced version. Before the pandemic, these people would be packed like sardines. But the line just keeps going. And this was in 90-plus degree weather in the humid Florida heat. The line just keeps going. It just keeps going. Well, look at this. Joe Biden can't even fill a high school auditorium. And look at all these people waiting. And this was midday. Trump didn't speak until what, 7 p.m. local time? And these are people midday in the hot Florida heat, the humid weather, the hot sun, waiting for hours just to get in. This is why I don't believe it, folks. I don't believe for a second that Donald Trump is down 15 points, 16 points. We can go ahead and cut there. I don't believe it for a second. Right? You look back 4 years ago, and they were saying that Hillary Clinton was up by double digits too. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think that after the last 4 years, I think that conservatives now have more reason than ever before when a stranger calls on the phone to ask who they're supporting. I think that after 4 years of demonizing Trump supporters, saying that you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a sexist, you're a homophobe, everything, throwing everything possible at Trump supporters, I don't think it's a stretch to say that when Trump supporters pick up the phone and someone says, hey, who are you voting for? They tell them to pound sand or they lie, right? Listen, I'm comfortable. If someone asked me who I'm voting for, I'd say Trump. But there's a lot of people in this country, after being conditioned to believe that if you vote for Trump, you're a racist. It's not that crazy to think that when they'd be called by pollsters, that they wouldn't answer honestly. I mean, this is the question that always comes up with gun ownership. I think it's always laughable when Gallup or any of these polling outfits come out with their yearly survey of how many Americans own guns. And they're always like, oh, the number of gun owners has declined in the United States. And they put up the graph. And the reason they say that is because of the people that responded, only 20% admitted to owning a gun in the home. No. Yeah, I mean, actually, that's pretty honest. They admitted, right? If a stranger called me and said, hey, do you have a gun in the home? Why would I answer that question? Why would I tell them yes? You don't just tell strangers that you have guns. Why? So that they can come rob you? No one in their right mind. I mean, obviously, there's some people who answer yes, and they're not thinking about the question as in-depth as this. But no, you, if a stranger calls you on the phone, they know your phone number, they likely also know your address, and they ask you, do you have guns in the home? You don't say yes. That's how you get robbed. So I always laugh when Gallup says, oh, gun ownership is declining. No, what's declining is the percent of Americans who are saying no, because they don't want to answer that question. They don't just want to tell a stranger on the phone that they own guns in the home. I think the same phenomenon is at play here with Trump supporters. They don't want to be honest to the pollsters. One, because they hate the pollsters, hate the media. But two, many people have been conditioned to not want to admit that they're Trump supporters. The shy, they call it the shy Trump supporter, the secret Trump supporter, the silent majority. You look at these rallies and you can't listen. Joe Biden gets 10 people. Trump gets tens of thousands of people. You can't. I just don't believe it. There's a serious disconnect here. There's a very serious disconnect here. So I want to show this. This is how Biden left the stage at his rally. I keep using that word, his rally, his event. Remember, we just saw he walked out and there was 10, 12, 15 people there. Watch how he leaves. Let's go ahead and play cut four. This is Biden leaving without a mask. Oh, he put his mask on after he left. That's how he leaves his event. No questions from the media. Walks off. I should have grabbed that cut a little earlier. Biden walked off without a mask, and he walked up to people without a mask. A big no-no. Kind of like when Biden took his mask off to cough in his hand the other day. Big no-no. If that's what the science, if that's following the science, I'd love to know what scientists is recommending that Joe Biden take off his mask to cough in his hand, put it back on, then touch a podium. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But that's how Joe Biden leaves his rallies. I want to show you how Donald Trump leaves his rallies. And I will say that there is copyrighted music in this. But as per fair use, we are only going to play the bare minimum necessary to show you what's going on. And because the president of the United States is dancing to said music, it's very important that you hear this little clip so you can understand what he is dancing to. This is how Trump left the stage last night. Let's play cut five. He's dancing. Doing a little jig. He also had Macho Man playing as he was leaving, which Anderson Cooper hated that. I mean, Macho Man is also one of the gay anthems, which might have been why Anderson Cooper looked like a deer in headlights as he's talking to the correspondent with Macho Man playing in the background. Anderson Cooper was shocked that Trump was dancing off stage to Macho Man. But that is a man who just beat coronavirus. He beat coronavirus, and as soon as medically possible, like this was the first time that he had tested negative 2 days in a row. So the doctor said, okay, you can go. The first day medically possible, he's holding rallies with tens of thousands of people there dancing off stage. Joe Biden can't even get 20 in an auditorium and doesn't dance off stage. He just waddles off stage, not wearing a mask. Very, very strange. But I want to get into Joe Biden's actual gaffes. We've seen that the disconnect is real. The disconnect between the Biden campaign, the Trump campaign, this idea that Biden's winning by double digits, I just don't buy it. And it definitely wouldn't be true if the mainstream media covered what we're about to cover. So make sure you hit that share button. Make sure you hit the like button, comment on YouTube. Make sure you give us a thumbs up, hit the subscribe button, and then the bell for notifications. So this was Joe Biden as he was leaving or getting on his plane. He was on the tarmac. And for whatever reason, he decided to talk about Mitt Romney. But Joe Biden, suffering from this serious mental decline, forgot Mitt Romney's name. So he called him the Mormon. Let's go ahead and play cut six.
You may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? And I took him on.
Wow. Joe Biden cannot remember Mitt Romney's name. Now listen, if you're a Democrat, Mitt Romney is the name you want to remember. Because Mitt Romney is one of the votes that you can count on to go against the president. The idea that Joe Biden doesn't know Mitt Romney's name, terrifying. Terrifying. He ran against him. It was the opponent. It was his opponent in 2012. That'd be like Donald Trump forgetting Hillary Clinton's name. Just think about this. That'd be like Donald Trump forgetting Hillary Clinton's name. Said, oh, that woman. That evil woman, what's her name? Used to be a senator from New York. Used to be Secretary of State. If Donald Trump did that, forgot Hillary Clinton's name, he'd be crucified in the media. They'd say he's done. He has no memory. Joe Biden just actually said, he actually admitted he didn't remember Joe Biden's name. Mitt Romney's name. Instead, he called him that Mormon or the Mormon. Let's go ahead and play cut six again. We got it. Cut six.
You may remember I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? And I took him on.
Sorry, I apologize. I said he said the Mormon. Wrong. He said the governor, and he said a Mormon. I mean, how ridiculous is that? That he forgets the name. He didn't say he could have gotten away with it, right? He could have just said the gentleman from Utah or the senator from Utah. He could have said a whole host of things, that would have let him get away with it, because that's in the language of the Senate and Congress all the time, where it just says he just says like, oh, the distinguished gentleman from Utah. He could have said that, but instead he is obvious he couldn't remember the name. Says, a Mormon. The governor. Listen, anyone who has suffered, gone through, a family member or friend suffering from dementia, Alzheimer's, other kinds of mental decline, they know that one of the first things that goes is name recognition. The ability to grab into your mind, pull out the name of the person you're speaking about, and say it. You start forgetting who people are. You start forgetting faces. This is like months ago when Joe Biden was on stage and confused his sister and his wife. It's not fake news. He mistook his sister for his wife. Amazing. That's something that you only really see in very serious cases of mental decline. So we have a phone call, Mr. Producer, if it's ready. We can go ahead and put it on. It's Zach. Zach, how's it going? Oh, he's not ready yet.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. He dropped off. Okay, Zach, if you can call back, go ahead and call back in. And anyone who's gone through this with a loved one or family member knows that name recognition is one of the first things that go. It just is. It just is. And it's sad. I don't want to make fun of Joe Biden, but at this point, it's a national security issue. This man cannot have the nuclear football. He just can't. And if we're be honest, Joe Biden cannot have control of the nuclear football if he cannot even remember Mitt Romney's name. He just can't. And Nancy Pelosi is saying that Donald Trump is in an altered state. I mean, that's the amazing thing. Let's just take a break here. That's the amazing thing with Nancy Pelosi's bill that she's introducing to give Congress an easier path to remove the president. I don't think we've talked about this yet on the show. Nancy Pelosi's introduced legislation to create a congressional commission on presidential fitness, basically that kind of language. And what this would all do is, so the Constitution, the 25th Amendment, says that the vice president, if he thinks that the president is unfit, the vice president can go to either the cabinet or to Congress for approval to remove the president for being unfit to serve. The 25th Amendment, though, doesn't actually say how Congress has to do that. So usually it's Congress has to vote. But what Nancy Pelosi's bill would do is it would create a commission. So instead of Congress voting, this unelected commission would decide instead whether to agree or disagree with a vice president trying to remove the president of the United States. So yeah, this obviously has to do with Trump. Yeah, she announced it immediately after saying that Donald Trump was in an altered state. But this is more about Joe Biden, because if Joe Biden's elected and Kamala Harris comes to Congress and says, Joe Biden has dementia, we need to get him out of here. This bill would allow Congress to remove him from office without even holding the vote. Unbelievable. It would take the cabinet out of it. This unelected commission would get to decide instead. Really big deal. I mean, Trump's blowing the whistle on it. Trump's actually saying out loud now that Joe Biden has dementia. I think he should have been talking about this for a while, but now it is impossible to ignore. So this next part is interesting. There's a segregationist named James Eastland. I want to pull up some of his comments, because Joe Biden talked about this man in such a glowing way yesterday. Let's play the clip, and I'll pull up the quotes while we do it. Let's go ahead and play cut 7.
You know, there's an old joke. I was a long time ago, a particular senator said to me, this is back when I was much younger, I was in my second term, running for my second term. He said, Joe, I'll come to Delaware for you and campaign for you or against you, whichever will help the most. My offer still holds. I hope my endorsement didn't hurt you. But all kidding aside.
So that man, his name was Senator James Eastland. James Eastland was a segregationist. So when Joe Biden says there's a joke, what he's talking about is a segregationist coming to campaign on his behalf. And he doesn't really get into the nitty-gritty of why he'd be joking about this could possibly hurt him. This is a man who literally said that blacks were an inferior race. I mean, we've covered this on the show before. Joe Biden is so old. He was elected into the Senate in 1973. At the time, I think there was either four or six U.S. senators who were colleagues of his who were born in the late 1800s. Think about that. Joe Biden is so old, he can actually say that he spent time in the United States Senate working with other senators who were born in the 1800s. And he's giving this glowing story about how, oh yeah, senator said, I'll come campaign for you as long as it doesn't hurt you. And that campaign, that senator was James Eastland, a disgraceful segregationist who said that blacks were an inferior race. The black race is inferior. Biden was speaking fondly of him. It's disgusting. Why is it that when Joe Biden's out and about, whenever he's telling stories, the stories are about how close he was to segregationists? They love to talk about Donald Trump dog whistling to white supremacists. That was a dog whistle. Didn't mention the senator's name, but he expects that you know who he's talking about. And he talks about how he accepted the endorsement, even though the guy said, yeah, if I come campaign for you, I bet it's going to hurt you. As a segregationist, James Eastland, saying that the black race is inferior. But this is the big one from yesterday. This is absolutely the big one from yesterday. Joe Biden stood up at the podium, having traveled there with his presidential campaign staff, and he stood up there and said he is a Democrat running for the Senate. Let's play cut eight.
You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
Got to play that again. We got to play that one more time, because this isn't the time that he did this a couple months ago or last year. This is yesterday. Joe Biden stood up on stage and said he was running for Senate. Let's play that clip one more time. Let's play cut eight.
You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
So, a lot of people saying it's a mental gaffe. I don't think it's a mental gaffe. Again, if you have gone through this experience with a loved one, a friend, family member going through dementia, you know that in addition to them forgetting names, forgetting faces, forgetting where they are, forgetting who they are, who you are, one of the things that happens is that people forget when they are. And by that, I mean, they forget what year it is, right? We've all seen movies with this. I hope that no one's had to go through this personally. It's really, really tough when you go to someone and they forget what year it is. And your family members say, oh, and they start talking about someone who's obviously passed many years prior because they think it's a different year. They're asking for people who, if they knew, if they were with it, they'd know that that person passed away a long time ago, right? That happens. Joe Biden here, I don't know when Joe Biden thinks it is, but yesterday in that moment when he stood up there and he said, I'm a Democrat running for Senate, in his mind, he was going off of autopilot, right? In his mind in that moment thought it was at some point between 1973 and 2008. That's what's frightening, because we only get to see Joe Biden's public persona, and he's on script so often, it's hard to see these things when he's reading from a teleprompter. But when he's up there autopiloting and you see that he slips into another time talking about how he's running for Senate. Not normal. Not normal at all. I mean, let me know. Do you think this is normal? Do you think this is normal? Mr. Producer, I just sent you another video clip. I'm hoping I just sent it from my phone in that 8 seconds. I'm hoping that's not when I sent over to you already. Let's go play and play this. This is Joe Biden telling a story, but getting the names wrong.
When I first got elected to the United States Senate, I was 29. I was in Washington and interviewing for staff using Senator Kennedy's whip office. And I got a phone.
Right? Here's the problem. Kennedy was not the whip when he went to D.C. So he says, I arrived in D.C. and I went to Kennedy's office, the whip office. the whip, if people don't know, there's different leadership in the House and the Senate, right? You have the majority leader, you have the whip. The whip's office is in charge of wrangling the votes. They're the counters. They run around and basically say, you're going to vote for this or else, and they're the ones who count. And if the whip's office says that there's enough votes to pass something, they go to the majority leader, and the majority leader says, okay, let's do this. That story he's telling, I want to play it one more time. That story he's telling, he's getting it wrong. And it's very easy to tell. The only reason you would look into it is if you know the history. Let's go ahead and play that clip one more time.
When I first got elected to the United States Senate, I was 29. I was in Washington and interviewing for staff using Senator Kennedy's whip office. And I got a phone.
So here's the thing. Kennedy wasn't the whip, as I said. Who was the whip? Senator Robert Byrd. Who was Robert Byrd? He was, I don't want to get this wrong, the exalted Cyclops of the KKK? I kid you not. Robert Byrd, senator from West Virginia, he used to be an exalted Cyclops. I don't really understand that, what all that means. I just know it's in the hierarchy of the KKK as an organization. There's the Grand Wizard at the top. He wasn't a Grand Wizard. I believe he was called what's known as an exalted Cyclops. So when Joe Biden's telling the story, not only is he getting it wrong, he's also leaving out the fact that he was working with a known segregationist, a known racist, Robert Byrd, exalted Cyclops in the KKK. But again, he gets the information wrong. And when you look at his memoir, when you look at Joe Biden's memoir, he tells the same story, but he gets the names right in the memoir. He just doesn't have it. He doesn't have the memory. He doesn't have the ability to retell the stories like he used to. That, or he's conveniently leaving out Robert Byrd from the story because he doesn't want to talk about the fact that he was buddy-buddy with a Klansman, former Klansman at that point. Doesn't want to talk about that. Listen, I don't know, folks. I don't know what's going on with Joe Biden, but I know that it's not normal. I know that this isn't the way a president should be talking. A president should be acting. A president should be thinking. Yeah, people are saying, look up Byrd and Hillary. There's really funny pictures on there. But Joe Biden gave a eulogy at Byrd's funeral. He gave the eulogy at a funeral for a former exalted Cyclops of the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, in case there's another KKK. You don't want to get confused. Joe Biden is literally buddy-buddy. Look through our history. He's buddy-buddy with segregationists, with Klansmen. And Trump's the racist. And whenever Biden's telling the story, he's leaving those names out. Either because he can't remember them or because he doesn't want to admit that he's talking about James Eastland, the person who said the blacks are an inferior race, campaigning on his behalf. Or the fact that he went and worked with Byrd, who was a Klansman. I mean, this is crazy stuff. This is crazy, crazy stuff. Hit that share button if you haven't already. We need more people to see this on YouTube. Make sure you give us a thumbs up. Am I wrong here? The media should be covering this. There should be coverage beyond Fox News about this. There should be, right? If Donald Trump did any of this, listen, he said that he was done negotiating with Democrats, and they said, oh, it's a sign of the steroids from his COVID treatment. Right. He said, no, you know, listen, you want to hold off. You want to block COVID relief because you want to get benefits checks and stimulus checks for illegal aliens. Right. You want to get prisoners released from prison. You want to get all these crazy things. No, I'm not going to negotiate with that. That is not good faith negotiations. So Trump said, no, screw it. Done. The left said, oh, that must be a sign that the steroids are mangling his brain. Meanwhile, who Joe Biden's like, I'm Joe Biden. I'm running for Senate. You can't make this up, folks. You can't make it up. This next one, I think it is just as bad of a gaffe. This is worse. Joe Biden was asked about a recent poll. I believe it was a Gallup poll. We'll hear it in a second. That asked people whether they feel better off now than they were 4 years ago. And 56% of respondents said they are better off now than they were 4 years ago. That's supposed to be the measurement of whether a president will win re-election, right? You look at Obama. He asked the same question. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Bush did it. Reagan did it, right? Clinton did it. That's supposed to be the measurement. And they did this poll and 56% of Americans said that, yes, they're better off than they were under Obama. Joe Biden was asked this and says, well, what does this mean? If 56% of the country says that they feel better, they're better off under Trump than they were under you and Obama, what does that mean? And Biden says, well, they just shouldn't vote for me. Let's go ahead and play cut nine.
Gallup reported last week 56% of Americans said that they were better off today than they were 4 years ago, would have been under the Obama-Biden administration. So why should people who feel that they are better off today under the Trump administration vote for you?
Well, if they think that, they probably shouldn't. They think 54% of American people are better off economically today than they were in our administration. Well, their memory is not very good, quite frankly.
Joe Biden said that obviously their memory is not very good. As he's up there saying he's running for Senate. As he's up there forgetting what state he's in. Listen, they say, okay, Joe Biden. Okay, I'm sure they don't use his last name. Okay, Joe, we're going to this state today. Oh, okay. They get here. Oh, it's great to be in Arizona. Joe, you're in Nevada. And he's saying that Americans have a bad memory? Right? That should be his moment. That should be a death sentence for him. Look, it's a very easy way to respond to that and say, well, I disagree. I know that they feel that way, but here's why I think that they're mistaken. And here's why they're probably, if they actually look at all the numbers, why they're worse off. That would be the right politician answer. Not, oh, well, I guess 56% of the country should just vote for Trump. They're better off. I mean, that's the most honest he's been. But then he says, oh, obviously they have a faulty memory. Joe Biden criticizing every American, 56% of the country for having bad memories. Listen, if that's not the pot calling the kettle black, I don't know what is. Unbelievable. Here is Joe Biden saying that Donald Trump won Ohio and Florida twice, even though Trump only ran for office once. Let's go ahead and play cut 10.
Ohio and Florida are two critically important states that are very close, that Trump won significantly the last two times.
What? I mean, maybe he's talking about the primaries. I don't know. He said, oh, yeah, he won Florida and Ohio significantly the last two times. Oh, he's only run for office once. I don't get it. I don't get it. If someone has an answer for what's going on with this man's head that doesn't include a medical diagnosis. Didn't he call a lid today? I was reading online that he might have called a lid around 11 a.m. I mean, you look at this man doesn't campaign 2 days in a row. He doesn't. Like anyone suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, he has good days and bad days, which is why when you look at the calendar, he isn't campaigning every day. They call a lid most days because he's had a bad day. You read the reports coming out of the campaign. They have a saying of make hay when the sun is shining. When Joe Biden has a good day, he has to be out in front of voters. When he has a bad day, he's inside and he's reading the teleprompter from his basement computer. Or he's just napping, resting. That's when they call a lid on their campaign. It's not normal, folks. It's not normal to be 3 weeks away from the election and forgetting that you're even running for president. It's not normal. It's not. Yeah. And Jonathan wrote in the comment section, he even misquoted the statistic. Yeah. The quote was that 56% of the country were better off and he couldn't even remember that. And he said 54. This isn't working. This is a man who's had brain surgery twice. And I'm not trying to like be an ableist, as the left would say, criticizing people with brain surgeries, but this guy's had his top taken off twice. At least one of the times was for an aneurysm. I think there was a second aneurysm. But at least one of the times was for an aneurysm. People who have that surgery, they aren't the same. Right? There was a family friend who had this surgery done. And when he was done, he came out a different person. Ruined his marriage. He was just a completely different person. Broke up his family. You don't get your top taken off two times and end up smarter for it. It just doesn't happen. Especially not back when Joe Biden was having it done. Today, with now today's medical technology, maybe you could. But you're not getting your top taken off twice and ending up smarter for it. I'm sorry, you just aren't. And who knows if that's playing a role? Maybe it's just his age. Maybe it's just, listen, we all pray that we live long enough to start forgetting people's names, right? I guess some people hope to die early. I don't know. But I hope that I live a long enough life that I get to the point where I forget things. Because that means that you've lived a full life. We have Julie on the line. She wants to talk about Joe Biden, how he doesn't have dementia, but probably Alzheimer's. Julie, can you hear me? Oh, do we have Julie? Ms. Producer? Do we? No? Okay. Let's see if you can get Julie. See if you can get Julie in a little bit. I want to play the next cut while we're waiting for that. This was something from earlier in the week where Joe Biden was asked, again, his position on packing the Supreme Court. And he refused to answer. Oh, Julie was on. I couldn't hear it. Josh, you got to send the audio to me. All right, the phones are down today, I guess. I can hear you now. Sorry, Mr. Producer wasn't sending the audio to me. So sorry about that. Julie, you think that he has Alzheimer's and not dementia?
Oh, he's 100% mid-stage Alzheimer's. 100%. My mother was diagnosed in 2007 with Alzheimer's. I took care of her. My daughter took care of her from 2012 to 2014 when she passed away. Everything that he's doing with the names mixing up, whether he's running for Senate, President, Vice President, whatever he was running for, mixing that up, not knowing where he is, that blank stare that he has on his face, that's an all-time telltale sign of Alzheimer's, with that blank stare. Yeah. And it's everything that I've witnessed with my mother, taking care of her. She lived in my home. She passed away in my home.
I'm really sorry.
Everything that he's doing. It's a very horrible disease, and I think it's really, really crappy that they're putting him through this, because it's not a good thing to watch for anybody. And for them to put him through this, of being constantly confused, because all that's doing is overloading their brains. The same thing as sensory integration with somebody with autism. It's overloading the brain where they can't comprehend. And it's horrible.
I'm really sorry that you went through that. I don't know if it was recent or not, but it's tough. Anyone who's gone through this, it's the hardest thing in the world. To hold a loved one's hand and they forget who you are, or they think it's a decade earlier and they're ready to take you to school when you're a full grown adult, or they're saying, hey, maybe we should go have lunch with so and so, and so and so has been dead 20 years. It's really hard because.
There's two types of Alzheimer's. There's a fast-moving one where you don't linger on. My mother lingered on for over 7 years after being diagnosed with it. And then there's a short-term one where it's not immediate, but you do pass away within a year to a year and a half. And my mother had the slow-moving one. With that, it's horrible. With the names, which I don't speak to any of my sisters, but my mother used to call me my one sister that I hated. I hate her the most. And she would call me that every day. She would call my son her brother's name. My daughter, she would call my name. It's everything mixed up. She couldn't tell you what she had for breakfast, but she could tell you what happened 25 years ago.
Which is what we're seeing with Joe. It's where he talks about, like, oh, I went into the office. He gets the names mixed up. That could just be a memory thing. But he's able to pretty effectively talk about policy positions he held a couple decades ago. But when it comes to differentiating between his wife and his sister on stage, he gets them mixed up. You're right. He has that blank look on his face. It's sad. And I think what's the worst part of this disease is knowing that the person just isn't it's not the person anymore. Right. Obviously, they're still alive.
It's not.
You still love them, but it's just not them anymore. And it's sad. Go ahead.
When they go on and they start talking, like Biden keeps talking about his policies from decades ago, from the 1980s, but he doesn't remember saying that he's going to go after the fracking and cut fracking off.
Yeah.
And yeah, you do. Either that or you are intentionally saying to the people that, no, you're not going to, but yet when you're on TV, yes, I'm going to. And so it's hard.
I don't want to make light of the disease, but it's almost the perfect disease for a politician, because they can say one thing, forget it, and lie their ass off, because it's not lying. They just don't remember they said it. I don't want to make light of it. It's very serious, but You're right. I don't know whether he's lying about it or he just doesn't remember.
Right. And a lot of people don't realize Alzheimer's is terminal. It's a terminal disease. You die from it. And for him to have that and still be running for president, God forbid he wins, then everything that Pelosi's doing now, and I call her pill-popping Pelosi, that she is doing everything to set herself up to become the vice president. And if she honestly thinks that Pence is going to sign off on doing this to Trump, she's really crazy. She needs to pop more of them Xanax because there's no way. But she's definitely setting Joe Biden up for this, for Camilla to move into presidency. And that that will never happen in this country. Never. But it's horrible of what they're doing.
So how old was your mother when she was diagnosed, if you don't mind my asking?
She was diagnosed. She was, she died. She was 72. She was about 64.
When did you take the car keys away?
She didn't drive for a while because she also had diabetes and she had a leg amputated. So that was the one good thing with having Alzheimer's, because a lot of people, they wander, and she was bedridden. So she couldn't get out of bed, which was the only good thing about this disease, where I didn't have to worry about her wandering the street at 2 a.m.
Or getting in the car and hurting someone,
right, or doing any of that. And the mood changes, the mood swings. I mean, she would be sweet as pie one minute. The next minute, she was the nastiest bitch on this earth. It's just the whole thing. It changes the whole personality. It is not the person you remember. And
we see that with Biden. We see that with Biden, where the slightest thing ticks him off. And 100%. It's something that
for
you experience.
To tell
young
Buck, the one guy at one of the companies where the guy was talking about taking the guns away, and he asked him, "You want to go out back?" Or taking Trump behind the gymnasium and slapping the shit out of him? Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
no, I'd love to see that pay-per-view, but.
Well, Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame. So why Joe Biden thinks that he could take him out back and whoop him, I have no clue. Donald Trump is in the Worldwide Wrestling Hall of Fame. True story. True story. So you mentioned that. Yeah, you mentioned that at least silver linings where you didn't have to worry about her driving. You didn't have to take away the car keys. Didn't have to worry about her leaving the stove on or anything like that.
Right.
I think it's insane that they're talking about giving
crazy.
Joe Biden the nuclear codes.
It's, you know, I said, how many times, my daughter's sitting right here, I had said, if he gets into office, he's going to hit that nuke button and think that it's calling the waiter to bring up a soda or something for him. I God forbid, and I tell this, and it pisses a lot of people off on Facebook, if this country ever, and it's a big if, ever became a socialist country, and it became between feeding my family, my dogs, or feeding somebody who voted for socialism, I guarantee you my dogs will be eating. So that's, and it pisses a lot of people off, and I have no compassion. No, I don't. If you want to destroy this country the way that yous are doing it, no. Not at all. My family comes first, number one, at over anybody. But to intentionally cause people to be starving, people to be fighting for food, we're fighting for toilet paper these days. I mean, really?
I know.
Ridiculous.
It's one of those things where when Trump says he didn't want to cause a panic, and they're like, there was no panic. People were buying up all the toilet paper for a respiratory virus. There was a lot of panic going on this year. It wasn't a gastro virus. It was a respiratory virus.
We're in New
virus.
Jersey. Yeah, that's it. I mean, and not for nothing, I'm on oral chemotherapy. I had my thyroid removed in 2012. I have no immune system. I haven't gotten sick at all. Right now, my nose has been running for almost 2 years because of the medication. And people trust me. When I go into the store, I get looked at and words spoken to of the Rona. No, I have severe allergies also, so I don't have the Rona.
Before I let you go, I want, what part of New Jersey are you from? Because I'm from Jersey originally.
I live I live in Lacey Township, New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I lived in just outside of Princeton. 8A on the turnpike. So I love talking to people from New Jersey. New Jersey is one of the few places where you actually tell where you live based on the exits, which I love.
Oh, yeah. Exit 74.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I guess we cut her off. I appreciate it. I appreciate anyone who's willing to tell the story because it's hard, right? This is not something easy. Anyone who's gone through this knows that holding your loved one's hand and telling and like them forgetting who you are, it's the hardest thing in the world to go through. And knowing that Joe Biden's wife is doing this to him, like pushing this on, we only see Joe Biden when he's in public. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes when they call Lit at 9 a.m. because he apparently can't figure out what's going on. We don't know what's going on in his private life. We're getting only what he shows all of us. And he's a very scripted person. Teleprompters are everywhere. So we have very few opportunities to actually see what Joe Biden is like thinking for himself. And whenever he has to think and speak for himself, it's a complete mess. It's complete mess. I can't believe that the mainstream media is just going to let this happen. Let him go into the election. Clearly not right. So I want to play this next clip because Joe Biden was at an event yesterday. And they called this a drive-through event. What does that mean? I don't know. People drive their cars to a parking lot and he speaks at them. The interesting thing about this, though, is that there were Trump supporters on the other side of the street drowning out Joe Biden. People honking down the road. They were amazingly disrespectful of Joe Biden to a level where they're actually drowning out him speaking on a PA system. So let's play that. Let's go ahead and play cut 12. Amazingly disrespectful. And then in Miami, there was a Biden car parade. Did you hear about that? There was a Biden car parade in Miami. And no, you probably wouldn't have heard about it because 15 cars showed up. I kid you not. There were 15 cars in this parade. Better than the last parade Joe had. The last parade that Joe had, I forget what state it was in. I think it got 4, 5, or 6 cars. I don't want to be accused of spreading fake news, so I want to play cut 13 and let you see for yourself. This is Joe Biden's car parade. Cut 13. One, two, three, four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Team Matthew. 12, 13, 14, and that's it. 14, and I make it 15 because there was the one car parked over there and it was Joe Biden. It was another person holding traffic. 15 cars. So apparently we have phones ringing off the hook now. People wanting to talk about their experience with a family member, I assume. We don't have Joe in studio today, so I'm remote, so I can't hear none on now. Apparently people just ring the phone lines to let us know that they support what we're saying. Okay, if anyone else calls in, feel free to call in 888-441-1121. Happy to put you on. I just thought it was amazing that Joe Biden has a car parade, a Joe Biden car parade. And you saw it. We counted it off live. 14 cars plus the pickup truck with all of the Biden flags. That's 15. That was the guy who was holding traffic. Once the 14th car came through, he put his hand up and held up the traffic. 15 cars. I want to put up this image. This is from Donald Trump's car parade last week in Miami. Let's put up image one. a lot more than 15 cars. In fact, it's been reported that local police pegged the number of cars in this total event. I doubt it. I said, no way this could be right. But it's being reported that local police said 30,000 cars. I don't know if that's 30,000 cars or 30,000 people. Either way, hell of a lot more than 15. Like, look at that. That's spontaneous. And we're seeing this all across the country. We're seeing the boat rallies, right? The boat rallies for Trump. The bikers for Trump. Joe Biden had 15. I'm going to take that off the screen. Joe Biden had 15 at his parade. Unbelievable. Yeah. 30,000 cars, Cheryl says. I didn't think that that was real. I said, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way they had 30,000 cars. But no, they're reporting 30,000 cars. And Joe Biden had 15. I mean, this is what we're talking about. This is where we get to the, we're talking about, there's no way Joe Biden is winning Florida. When 30,000 cars show up for Trump and 15 show up for Biden. There's no way. There's no way that Trump could be losing to Biden in a state like that. We see Trump's rallies where he has tens of thousands. I think I saw there was upwards of 50,000 people at his rally last night. If I'm off, go ahead and tell me. I know it was in the tens of thousands at his rally last night. You see tens of thousands of people showing up for Trump and a dozen, two dozen at best. On a lucky day, maybe he gets a baker's dozen. That's the Biden rally. And they're leading us to believe that that Biden's winning. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. And I have another clip that I want to play. This is we talked about this a little bit earlier. Oh, so Debbie's saying she heard it was 10,000 cars carrying 30,000 people. Yeah, that's why I didn't know if it was 30,000 people, 30,000 cars. Either way, it's a lot more than 15. And we just played it. We just played the entire Joe Biden car parade going through an intersection. 14 cars plus the pickup truck of the guy who was holding up traffic. Huh. Amazing. I don't buy it. So we talked about this earlier. Joe Biden forgot where he was. What? Is it going to play?
Max, I lost you momentarily there. You're back. I didn't hear the cut.
All right.
I'm sorry, Max. I've lost you again. Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for these connection issues. Apparently, the Democrats hate us so much that they are causing this thing to happen.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I'm back.
There you are. I'm so sorry, my friend Max.
Yeah. No, this is... if you can play it, cut 14, the last cut. If it came through, I think it came through.
And another big issue with this election is the Supreme Court vacancy. I believe, you and Senator Harris have kind of dodged the question a little bit in terms of do you support packing the court, adding more justices? What would you?
I think it's a legitimate question to ask, but you know what this is all about. The president doesn't want to talk about all this time they're working on making sure they push through a nomination that is where the election's already begun and it's never been done before. Over 4 million people have already voted. And what are they doing? Instead of meeting to deal with the needs of the people of Arizona and the rest of the country.
Pause it. Can we pause at the end? Can we go back to it and pause it at the very end?
It already
if
is.
If we can't pause this. Okay. It went off the screen. I wanted to show you. He's standing in front of a flag that says Nevada. And when he's talking about it, he's complaining that Republicans aren't focusing on the needs of the people from Arizona. He's in Nevada, pandering to people from Arizona. He doesn't know where he is. In that moment, he didn't know where he was. That wasn't yesterday. That was a couple days earlier. It was in the last week. It's just, this is a nightmare scenario, guys. If Biden is actually winning, then this country's screwed. If Biden actually is winning, we're going to put a dementia patient, Alzheimer's patient in the White House where Nancy Pelosi is scheming to be able to remove him without the consent of his own cabinet. That's the thing. Joe Biden puts the right people in the cabinet. He can be president with Alzheimer's. That's how crazy this is. That's how absolutely crazy it is, which is why Nancy Pelosi is pushing this bill. It would let Congress remove the president of the United States without even having to hold an official on the record vote in Congress. So if Kamala Harris said, hey, Joe Biden's not all there, Nancy Pelosi says, okay. Goes to the commission. Commission says the president is unfit for office. He gets removed, not even including the cabinet in at all. I mean, that's how crazy we're talking. This is insane. But we've said it on many episodes. It's time to start talking about this. It's time to start actually calling this what it is. Joe Biden is suffering from very serious mental decline, whatever you want to call it. I'm not a doctor, so I can't actually diagnose it. Alzheimer's, dementia, some other disease we don't even know about. I don't know. Alzheimer's looks, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it looks like Alzheimer's. It's quacking like Alzheimer's. It's obvious that he's not all there. We have to start talking to people about this. Like, if you know people who are Republicans and they're voting for Biden, like, oh, I just don't like Trump and his tweets. They need to know this, which is why I say share this video. Share it with people. Share it with people that you know are voting against Trump. Share it with people that you know are voting against Trump. Let them see that Joe Biden just forgot what state he's in. That Joe Biden just went up to the mic and said, I'm running for United States Senate. That Joe Biden just forgot what year it was. Let them see this and talk to them about it. And ask them, hey, do you know anyone yet to go through this in your family? Anyone suffering from dementia, Alzheimer's? And walk that path with them. It's painful. But walk the path with them and talk to them about this, because no one who has experienced this with a friend or loved one could possibly say they're not seeing the same symptoms. Everyone I talk to, and we've talked to a lot of people on the show and off air. Everyone we've talked to who has experienced this said, yeah, Joe Biden's showing the same symptoms. Same symptoms. So talk to people. Go to your in-laws and say, okay, you don't like Trump for X, Y, and Z. Are you really going to put a dementia patient, an Alzheimer's patient in the White House? Are you really going to vote to let Joe Biden have the nuclear football when he can't even tell the difference between his wife and his sister? When he forgets Mitt Romney's name? Again, that is like Donald Trump forgetting Hillary Clinton's name. When you run against someone for president, or in Biden's case, vice president, you're supposed to remember the other name on the ticket. He spent literally years of his life talking about Mitt Romney. Years saying that name. The fact that he couldn't actually pull back in his memory and grab it is really, really troubling. So go to whoever it is, your friend, family members, who are saying, yeah, I can't vote for Trump. Just the tweeting, he's just not nice. They need to understand that when they vote for Biden, they are voting for an Alzheimer's patient to be in control of the largest nuclear weapon stockpile in the world, to be in charge of the United States Armed Forces. Can't do this, folks. We can't have an Alzheimer's patient in the White House. Why? So Kamala can run everything? Or if Nancy Pelosi gets her way, Joe Biden can just be removed without even a vote? We can't do this. We know this. We can't do this. So yes, share this video with a friend or family member who is on that fence or saying they're not going to vote for Trump. People who are voting against Trump need to see this. If you're already brainwashed into Biden, listen, they understand that this is true. They've been ignoring it for a long time. I think they're beyond saving in this respect. But the people who are voting against Trump, which the majority of Joe Biden's voters are doing, they are against Trump, not for Biden. Show this to them. Share this video. Let's give you a little homework assignment. Share this podcast with three people that you know who are anti-Trump and voting for Biden because they don't like Trump. Share this video. Let them see what's happening in the Biden campaign, because we know the mainstream media is not covering it. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the podcast. If you like the podcast, did you know that we also have an audio version? I always say this, but it's really important. We have the video version, which if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page and our Facebook page. Links in the description. But we also have the audio version, which is very important. That's how we move up in the rankings. That's how we get sponsors. It's how we get advertisers. The audio version is the is the easiest way to measure our audience. So please do subscribe to the audio version. The best way to do that is on Apple Podcasts, link in the description. If you have an iPhone or a MacBook, very easy to do. If you don't, you can also subscribe to us on Google Play, on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on TuneIn, and on Podbean. So definitely do it. Help us out. Help us grow our numbers so that we can get those sponsors, get those advertisers, and help grow the channel. We're also on Parler. Follow us at Conservative Daily. I'll be happy to follow you back. We have a link if you want to join our email newsletter. Very important, because eventually they're going to come for us. We saw this with Tig yesterday. Tig led a rally just to basically wave the flag around. One of the people at his rally was shot by a leftist thug. And Tig was taken off of Facebook, taken off of Instagram. Not because he did anything wrong. He did nothing wrong. But Facebook and Instagram took him off anyway. So it's only a matter of time before they try and take us down. So make sure you sign up for our newsletter. Link in the description. That way we can give you updates on the future of the show if and when that day comes. So I think I went through everything. Again, my name is Max McGuire. Joe Otto's not in today. Hopefully he'll be back in tomorrow. Remember that the fight to take back our country clearly isn't over, but the only way we win is if we all stand up and fight together.